A vibe report. Holy smoke, Bullwinkle.
This trick never works.
No. Let's try it anyway.
Hello?
Hello, the hound.
Roscoe, hey.
So tardy. So lovely.
I missed the vibe report.
But you know what's cool? You called in right as we finished the vibe set, so we didn't have to even have to break in anything. It worked out good.
Oh, beautiful.
This is really good. Let me just find your vibe music. I was just hoping that was you and not somebody like wanting to know if I can, you know, announce, ask them where the, you know, people call, oh, where are the Smashing Pumpkins playing tonight?
The Smashing Pumpkins?
Right, you know what I mean. You're asking something that you don't, that I wouldn't in my... ever possibly know.
The Hound Concert Hotline.
Yeah. Who the hell's that? Is that Warner cackling in the background?
Your voice identification talent is uncanny.
Oh, man.
Kyle Werner.
Oh, man.
The Hound and Bruchard saying hello.
Know that laugh anywhere.
Hey, hey.
Just when you thought it was safe to pick up the phone.
Oh, hey, hey.
See, you got chained to the radiator there or what?
No, but Warner's done the, he blew off the smokes also.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? How long has it been, Warner?
He did the patch. 5 weeks? 6 weeks?
7 tomorrow.
7 tomorrow.
Wow.
What does he look like?
Congratulations.
He's looking good. He's got the beard.
Uh-huh. Sometimes people look weird when they quit smoking.
No, he doesn't look weird when he quit smoking.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking weird lately. I mean,
yeah, you look weird, man.
I gotta sneak up on the mirror even more so than usual these days. So what is the vibe?
Kill vibe.
Tell the folks, you're in Nashville.
I'm in Nash, Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I'm down here doing some schmoozing, some sort of record biz evangelizing for myself and my projects.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking for the guy with some ink in his pen.
Mm-hmm.
That's bolder than many of the meek souls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Be fruitful and multiply, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. With the green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been having a good time. Been looking at a lot of amps, you know,
mm-hmm.
big amps, handmade amps,
mm-hmm.
hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
What was your joke? I think you could tell that joke.
Is that on the radio?
Yeah, you could tell the joke.
About the Polish guy and the...
Yeah, you could tell that joke.
Should I tell it?
Yeah, you should tell it. Come on over here. We don't have a wireless phone.
Warner's going to tell us a joke.
He's sorting out his bill.
That's a joke, folks.
The joke phone?
We got a joke. The joke.
Okay.
Just queuing up my laugh track here is what I'm doing.
Okay, here you go.
FCC observers, take note. Warner sent us a joke.
I'll be back.
Okay.
No, Warner is FCC wise.
Good. Uh-huh.
We've gone through a lot of jokes to find the one that could possibly be told on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here you go.
Yo, dude.
Hello, Warner.
What's up, man?
You're happening.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to be, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm fighting with the bills here.
You don't have to try.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. So the school says I can tell this joke, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, you guys, this is an astronaut joke, man. It's got the American, the Russian, and the Polish astronaut in it. Will this joke work?
Go ahead, man.
All right, man.
Fire away and fall back.
The three astronauts are sitting around talking, and the first astronaut, the Russian astronaut, and he says, you know, we were the first people in space. So then the American astronaut says, well, we were the first people to go to the moon. So the Polish astronaut says, well, we're going to go to the sun. The American and the Russian astronaut break out laughing, saying, you're going to go to the sun? You can't do that. The Polish astronaut comes back and says, yeah, we can. We're going at night. Here's the skull by.
Did you guys like it?
That was quite a joke.
I loved it. Warner and Lou Whitney. Vibe Report Joke Hall of Fame.
That's good.
That's a very good one.
We going at night.
Going at night.
Bruce just got it. That's the delivery, you know?
Where's Den?
I don't know. Den's a Chucky.
Yeah, he does.
Going looking for girls to beat up.
Den's been expelled. Mr. Slow. Let's see. So the vibe report. Well, it's raining here. Is it raining there?
Raining here. Might as well be.
Raining. We were watching a lot of slippery football on TV.
Uh-huh. People get hurt.
People getting hurt on the grass or on the carpet. The hound knows all about it.
Owie.
Did you ever play football on the carpet, huh?
Once, yeah. Horrible.
That's concrete under there, folks. Don't kid yourselves. That's concrete.
It's bad enough if you're in the marching band.
Yeah.
Let alone getting thrown on the ground and getting jumped on. So you guys, have you been hawking my gig?
We're hawking it.
Like
we're
crazy.
Hawking it.
Cool.
Heaviosity. That's the watchword today.
Heaviosity. Did the posters go up, do you know? The
posters are everywhere, all over town.
All right, John Havorka, thanks a lot.
It's a thorough man.
Well, let's plug it one more time. Roscoe's Gang, Go to Blazes, Greg Trooper and the Flatirons, Havorka, and the Del Fuego's Wednesday, CBGB. And what time is Roscoe going on?
Roscoe goes on, and you know that Roscoe is prompt. The only reason I did this gig is that if... only way I could play CBGBs is if I booked every band and ran the whole thing myself.
That is the only way to play that.
So Roscoe's Gang will be on somewhere in between 11:15 and 11:30.
Excellent.
Very timing.
Very
handsome on Wednesday night.
Yeah, because we are prompt. You know, that's the one bit of respect we pay to ourselves and the suits.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we'll be there. We'll be doing it. Then I'm going to go back into retirement for a little while. And, you know, just doing the yelling at other people, telling them to get it right thing.
Uh-huh.
Better known as record producing.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else going on this week?
Well, you know, let's see. There's the... what is going on? We're just going to Gogorama Friday night.
Gogorama?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We're not allowed to mention it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you heard it here, you can't go.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
And there is, I don't know, I got a list of stuff. What is going on? Tonight is the Real Kids, of course. Next week we're going to have Sonny Burgess on the show.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's pretty exciting.
We're playing with Sonny Burgess. We're not backing him up, fortunately. We're playing with Sonny Burgess and Maxwell's on Saturday. So I guess there's a reason to stay drunk for 4 days.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sonny Burgess, he's good.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
He's a barn burner.
Yeah, it's like
he's still got his own old guitar, too, right?
The war never ended.
The war never ends. The war never ends. On that note, I may hop off the phone because in the ever-reaching universe and the idea of that it's always happy hour someplace, the sun has come over the yardarm far enough for it to be happy hour in Nash Vegas.
2-for-1. Nice vibing with you, Roscoe.
There isn't happy hour on Saturday. Oh, man.
You're just going to have to appoint one somewhere.
Yeah, it's the Bible Belt, you know?
Uh-huh. You can buy guns for cheap down there,
Yeah, we can get... What do you want?
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay. All right.
Well, nice vibing with you.
Oh, it's tremendous vibing with you. You know, this. Even though it's been a while, the Hound has been on a sabbatical, you know, I was worried that I didn't have the phone number, but I just sort of reached for it, and... you know, after the first three or four numbers, it all came flashing back.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
So,
kinda.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and as the boot heels are clicking across the hardwood, I'm going to bid adieu to the Hound show and the Hound listeners.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha to
you
all.
See you Wednesday.
I'll be there.
I hope so.
We're going when it's dark.
Wow, they're going when it's dark.
Going at night, that's it.
Just cracking us up all over the place. How about that Warner, eh?
Oh, boy.
Just when you thought we heard the last of them.
Foghorn, Leghorn, and Leather Pants.